You're listening to SBS News.
29-year-old Lily Owen says she is lucky to be alive. 4 years ago, a toxic addiction almost turned into a fatal overdose.
I was using methamphetamine daily. I also was mixing that with benzos, so Valium and GHB. It got to a point where I was sort of using everything and anything just to sort of feel something.
For the fifth consecutive year, more than 2,000 Australians have died due to a drug overdose. And that trend isn't showing signs of slowing. CEO of the Pennington Institute, John Ryan, says the COVID-19 pandemic poses new challenges.
The likelihood is people will shift to more dangerous drug consumption patterns. Obviously, there's a real risk with social isolation and economic deprivation.
He says disruptions in drug supply and access are also concerning.
One of the risks for overdose is having a period where you're not taking the drugs and then resuming at the same level you were before. That applies to pharmaceuticals as much as it does to heroin or methamphetamine.
Although opioids account for most drug overdose deaths, prescription drugs are also major contributors, often in combination with alcohol. In 2018, unintentional overdose deaths accounted for more than three quarters of the overall total, and the rate was higher in the regions compared to capital cities. Over 40% of unintentional overdose deaths were suffered by Australians aged 50 and over. And First Nations Australians are almost three times more likely to die from an unintentional overdose. Scott Wilson is the South Australian Director of the Aboriginal Drug and Alcohol Council.
Unless there's more services in rural and regional Australia that address drug and alcohol issues, we're going to see, you know, this increase just continuing.
It's an area the Tasmanian government has recently addressed, announcing a trial of free take-home naloxone. Dr. Jackie Hallam is from the Alcohol, Tobacco and Other Drugs Council of Tasmania.
Naloxone reverses the effects of an opioid overdose, and it saves lives.
Lily is now in recovery and is working in harm reduction services. She hopes to change the stigma surrounding drug overdose using her own experience to help others.
There is happiness on the other side. You can be happy again. You can get off the drugs. It just takes a lot of work, but it's so worth it on the other side.
If you or someone you know needs help, call the National Alcohol and Other Drug Hotline on 1800 250 015. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.